Our sermon today is based on 3 John, verses 9 through 15. I've written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing in spreading false charges against us. And not content with those charges, he refuses to welcome the friends and even prevents those who want to do so and expels them from the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Everyone has testified favorably about Demetrius, and so has the truth itself. We also testify for him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. Instead, I hope to see you soon, and we will talk together face to face. Peace to you. The friends send their greetings. Greet the friends there each by name. Thank you, God, for the gift of your word today. So now we have arrived at the next to the next to the last book of the Bible, 3 John, another letter from someone we believe to be the beloved Apostle John. Last week, as we read 2 John, we encountered the great enigma. Just who was John writing to? Was the elect lady a church? Or was she a woman named Kyria or a woman named Electa? The debate continues. But here in this third letter, there is no mystery. John names names. This letter is written to someone named Gaius. But again, we don't know exactly who Gaius is. The pastor of this church? A member of the church? Whoever he is, people have good things to say about him. He is faithful to the truth. He walks in the truth, which seems to be a favorite phrase of John's and the highest compliment he can pay someone. As well, John loves Gaius in the truth. He encourages Gaius to take care of some strangers who came to his church. Apparently, these were evangelists or missionaries who were out spreading the gospel in the area. They were not willing to accept support, either monetary or material, from non-believers, so John urged Gaius to step up and give them what they needed and send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. Supporting these people made Gaius and the others who helped them co-workers in their important endeavor of teaching about Jesus. It was a good deed indeed. Another name John brought up in this letter was Demetrius. John agreed with other people's testimonies in saying Demetrius was a good guy. And John didn't endorse just anybody. He was ever on the lookout for people who loved the truth and followed the truth and spoke the truth. As we said last week, truth was a big issue for John, and he wanted everyone he knew to walk in the truth. He could probably still hear the echo of Jesus' voice saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He remembered during their last supper together how Jesus told them that the Spirit of truth was soon to come, saying, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." Maybe John also remembered when Jesus said to Herod, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And he remembered Herod's snarky retort, "What is truth?" John could tell who was walking in the truth, in the way of Jesus, and who was not. And he was glad to acknowledge those who did and was not afraid to call out people who didn't. Which brings us to Diotrephes. It's very clear John does not think very highly of Diotrephes. His assessment of him, based on reports he received from others, is scathing. First and foremost, Diotrephes liked to put himself first. He liked to have the spotlight. He liked to boss people around. He liked to act like he was all that, and he thought everybody else had to jump at his command. If he was the pastor of that church, he obviously didn't pay any attention to Paul, who had written that a pastor must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined, and must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught. Unlike Gaius, Diotrephes did not welcome the humble missionaries who came seeking support. He actually threw people who did help them out of the church. Can you really do that, Diotrephes? Diotrephes was full of arrogant hostility, as one translation put it. That was the 1D, the discordant, despicable, disruptive, detrimental D, Diotrephes. Again, the question is, was he the pastor of this church? And was that why he was taking it upon himself to tell the people what to do and who was welcome and who was not, who to let in and who to toss out? It's sad to consider that there are indeed some church leaders who think their position gives them the authority to make dastardly decisions like Diotrephes did. That only creates confusion and resentment and discord. It is not following the wonderful example Jesus set for all leaders, whether in church or not. Leadership in Jesus's model is meek and humble. It entails listening to others and respecting their viewpoints. And most of all, it means walking the walk, extolling the truth and walking in it and creating harmony and unity among all involved. Diotrephes didn't catch the conundrum. Everyone who exalts themselves shall be humbled, and whoever humbles themselves shall be exalted. To make matters worse, Diotrephes even dissed John's authority, didn't he even acknowledge it. John apparently had written a letter to the church, now lost, probably trying to offer advice, trying to enlighten Diotrephes on proper pastoring, but Diotrephes must have thrown the letter away or outright dismissed it. Diotrephes was undermining John's influence and injuring and defaming his character. Some translations say he prated. That's a good old-fashioned word. It means he was gossiping and acting like a pot of boiling over water full of useless bubbles and babble. It means he was all empty talk, just big bubbles of inane words, talking loud and saying nothing, running off at the mouth, putting others down, thinking this would lift him up. He kept talking smack about John, saying things like, John doesn't know what he's talking about, John ain't the boss of me, but I am the boss of all the rest of you. So what's the deal, Diotrephes? Here is John, who actually walked and worked with Jesus, who leaned on him at the Last Supper, who ran to the tomb on Easter morning to see for himself that it was empty. Here is John, who heard and recorded many of the things Jesus said, among which was the admonishment, servants are not greater than their master. He had heard Jesus say, whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. This was the ideal Jesus espoused. He himself came to serve, not to be served. He had knelt at the apostles' feet, even John's, and did the lowliest act of service for them, washing their feet, thus setting an example for all his followers to follow. Diotrephes, I can bet, did not wash anybody's feet. The other D, Demetrius, was the polar opposite of Diotrephes, and that was the D that John gave an A. Everybody knew which D was doing good. Demetrius heard and heeded John's advice, beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good. So this D did the good deeds. Everybody knew that other D was doing evil. It was up to the people to decide which D they wanted to follow, Demetrius or Diotrephes. Diotrephes' name means nurtured by Jupiter, and Jupiter, as you know, was the chief god of the Romans. So Diotrephes was trying to live up to his name to be like Jupiter, who is designated as the ruler of the heavens and the skies and the god of storms. In his way, Diotrephes was trying to emulate Jupiter, when in reality, he should have been trying to emulate Jesus. Jupiter was bold and brassy. Jesus was meek and humble. Diotrephes tried throwing people out. Jesus is always and ever welcoming people in. Roman citizens swore an oath to Jupiter in their courts of law, uttering the phrase, by Jove, to indicate that their words were truthful. Knowing his love for the truth, that particularly must have stuck in John's craw. As he wrote in his introduction to his gospel, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ alone. One Roman name for Jupiter declared him to be the best, greatest savior, but we all know who is the one and only savior. John wasn't going to let all this nonsense go on without a fight. He warned Gaius, if I come, I'm going to go ham on Diotrephes and make him stop. Diotrephes was breaking down instead of building up the church. He was trying to control everyone else instead of letting himself be controlled by God's own promised spirit of truth. And he had to cut it out. And if he needed help, John would be glad to give it. He was not going to sugarcoat anything or mince words. He was going to call attention to exactly what Diotrephes was doing and label it as what it was, evilness, not goodness. Then John would put the only choices, bam, right there on the table for everyone to see and choose. Will you follow the deed doing evil, or will you follow the deed doing good? The distinctions between the two deeds could not have been any clearer or any more simple. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. End of discussion. End of Diotrephes' bullying and blustering, prating and posturing. We can only hope. John's advice to Gaius still resonates with us. Do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good. Let us not stoop to Diotrephes' level, being judgmental and imperious and downright mean. John would point to Jesus as the antidote to everything Diotrephes was doing. Jesus would never have put himself on a pedestal or called attention to himself or said, my way or the highway. Jesus would never have scolded or punished anyone who is doing any kind act for another. Indeed, how many times in Scripture do we see Jesus himself helping someone, healing someone, touching a leper, restoring sight to a blind person? Remember the golden rule he taught and lived, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus never turned anyone away. So which deed do you want to be, Demetrius or Diotrephes? Demetrius was on a good path, that straight and narrow road of truth and goodness and righteousness. Diotrephes would do well to follow Jesus' example. Maybe wash a foot or two? What would Jesus do? Let us pray. Help us, God, to walk in truth as John urges us to. Help us to always follow the good example of Jesus Christ and put aside all dissension, disruption, and disputes. For we are here to serve one another, and in doing so, we serve you, God of love and light, and the one and only Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they may see. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 There will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Words of wisdom, let it be. is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Wonderful, as always, to be with you, all of you. Glad to have beautiful music and loving, living examples of how God is helping and healing. May you continue to walk in the truth, to do what is good and not what is evil, and send a message of peace and joy and hope into the world through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Go in peace. Amen.